Welcome. This is a Rich's podcast update. I'm Robert Casanello, assistant professor of history at the University of Central Florida. In this special episode, we return to the content of a previous episode. In this update podcast, we attended the Ocoee MLK Day Parade, which was the subject of episode 2, The Legacy of the Ocoee Race Riot. In that episode, we asked how the community of Ocoee was coming to grips with its past as it was celebrating Martin Luther King Day with a parade. In January of 2012, we returned and spoke again to Bill Maxwell, who helps organize the parade each year, Scott Vandergrift, the mayor of Ocoee, and his wife, Beth Vandergrift, who helped to edit a book on the history of Ocoee that includes a chapter on the race riot. We hope you enjoy the show. Can you just tell us who you are? Just give us your name, your title, what you do each year for the festival.
My name is William Maxwell. I'm a resident of the city of Ocoee for the past 16 years. And for the past 5 years, I have been a member of the Human Relations Diversity Board. And the previous past 3 years, I have been chairman of that board. Each year, coupled with the ongoing festivities in honor of and in celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, the city of Ocoee conducts a celebration in honor of Dr. King's birthday and, of course, his achievements throughout his lifetime.
Now, this year I know the book is available, History of Ocoee, and you'll be having it at the parade.
Yes.
And various other events. Can you tell us a little bit about how the book came about and where people can get the book if they're interested in purchasing a copy?
The book is titled A History of Ocoee and Its Pioneers. And what is significant about this book is that it was written by a young lady whose name was Lillian Elizabeth McGuire. What is so significant about this book is that it takes into account the history of Ocoee from its incorporation in 1925 through up until the author's death. The book is available currently at City Hall, but I'm told that the supply is rapidly diminishing, and it may also be obtained by a visit to the Betty J. Florist that's located here in the city of Ocoee.
Okay, one last question for you.
Sure.
Now, when you were a young man, of course, the South and places like Ocoee were much different than they are today. Moving forward in future festivals, future parades, what is it that you hope young people get out of these events?
My thought was if we could reach out to the youth, the children, the parents are sure to follow. And that has been a very rewarding effort on our part as members of the HRDB, and specifically to me in seeing their involvement, which says that we have an opportunity to plant the early seeds of change as they are maturing, that they can really come to the realization that an individual should not be judged by the color of his skin, but rather to the contents of his character.
Well, Bill Maxwell, I'd like to thank you for talking to us and checking back in with us.
Thank you so much for having me, sir.
I have a dream. My four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Can you tell our listeners who you are?
Well, I'm the mayor of the city of Ocoee. I'm Mayor Sam Scott Vandergrift, known to the locals as Mayor Scott. I've been mayor for 20 years plus and was born here in the city.
Being a long-term resident and mayor, how exciting was it to have the history of Ocoee finally published?
It was wonderful because my wife was involved in it, and the lady who wrote the vast amount of it, Nancy McGuire, was a longtime personal friend, and she was born here in Ocoee. And so it was super to have it put down. It's a great reference book.
What is it that you hope young people get out of, let's say, the book or the festival? Or
well, I hope they'll understand that our whole city hasn't pivoted around something that tragically happened in the 20s. We've made great strides in human development. Okoye wasn't the only one during the 20s that had problems with race, and I've been so proud of them since we integrated, before we integrated, happening to live side by side and make things happen to the best of everybody.
I want to thank you for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
Okay, for our listeners, can you tell our listeners exactly who you are?
My name is Beth Vandergrift. I am a citizen of Ocoee, and I just happen to be married to the mayor. I'm originally from New Jersey, moved here in 1984, and then I was approached by Nancy McGuire. She approached me about working with her on the history that she was compiling, and so I worked with her editing her manuscript until she was too ill to continue. And then upon her death, I took all of the manuscript that she had worked on, and then some of the other members of the Historical Commission had gotten together, and they had families that were longstanding in the town, and we cobbled together family stories and family histories, and we were able to publish the history of Ocoee.
One of the things I really liked about this book is that you know, the chapters have a narrative and they tell a story, but there's also primary documents. There's also excerpts of oral history.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the author's voice, but there's also the voices of the people who lived during the time. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
Well, that came about, Nancy McGuire did years and years of research. I can remember seeing her in City Hall, outside the clerk's office, going through files and files and files of records from the founding of the city. And Nancy, being a McGuire, had also I don't know whether to call it a book or an essay, but she had some memoirs from Miss Lillian McGuire. And Nancy's mother, Elizabeth, is still alive and was very, very helpful in compiling other information from Nancy's files. When she became too ill to finish, I met with her frequently, and I promised her, I think it was just 2 days before she died, that we would finish the book. And it took a year after her death is when we did publish it, thanks to some of the other members of the Historical Commission and long-standing families who gave me a lot of information that I then compiled into the second half of the book, which is the family histories and so forth.
Well, I want to thank you for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Podcast. Please return during our regularly scheduled times in the middle and the end of every month.